lands, lands the Gascons finally declared untamable. And with Erlador's continued resistance, and with war brewing among some of the other southern lands, the Gascons eventually lost interest in the islands and departed. Their legacy remains in the language and religion and dress of the people of Avon, but not in Erlador, not in the untamable land, where the religion is older than Gascony, and where loyalty runs as deep as blood. That was 300 years ago. There arose in Avon, in Carlisle on the River Stratton, a wizard king of great power, who would see all the islands under his rule. Greensparrow was his name, is his name, a fierce man of high ambition and evil means. And evil was the pact that Greensparrow signed with Croesus, who ruled the Cyclopians, appointing Croesus as his first duke, and bringing the warlike One-Eyes into Greensparrow's army. Avon became his in a fortnight, all opposition crushed, and then did he turn his sights on Erlador. His armies fared no better than the barbarians, than the Cyclopians, than the Gascons. But then there swept across Erlador a darkness that no sword could cut, that no courage could chase away, a plague that whispers hinted was inspired by black.